This is the high tech end of things.
I feel it's big. That's it, yeah.
Slowly walk away.
Slowly walk away. Just slowly walk away. There you go. You did it. We can't get
scene
any more
one, take two.
We can't get any more janky than that.
I like the
sorry,
word
Chris,
janky.
We gave away.
See,
the
you
secret.
Like the word janky
we
as well. We had
a
discussion if it was
yet.
Actually a real world word or not, and we've determined that janky is in the dictionary.
It
it's
be.
A legit word.
I like bougie too.
Bougie is what the millennials would use, but
yeah.
You're hip and happening. Tina Greel is with us. Jimmy and Pat Dalpiaz are
with us.
Good morning,
Gloucester.
Jimmy's
good
on
morning,
camera.
Gloucester.
Pat's off camera. I'm off camera. I'm your host, Joey Shumatai. We're taping GloucesterCast 346, and you're live with us if you're on the Good Morning Gloucester Facebook page. If you're not on the Good Morning Gloucester Facebook page, you'll be this podcast will come out in audio form at 8 o'clock tonight. So you have a there is a benefit to actually subscribing to the Good Morning Gloucester Facebook page because you get alerts, you get the news before anybody else.
Yeah, you get everything. You
just like that.
Stuff. Yeah.
And it's sprinkling right now in Gloucester.
Yeah, boom. Look at that. Hard hitting like that. Tina, you work now at, is it called Three Lanterns?
Three Lanterns Marine Supply.
And how long have you been there now?
It's my 11th year.
What?
Mm-hmm. I was at Nelson's before that.
No, I know that, but I can't believe it's been 11 years.
This is it, yeah.
Time has just flown by.
I know. I mean,
Skip has owned that place for 11 years?
No, I was with Mike first.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we built it. Skip didn't have much in the way of running he didn't run a marine supply store before. He was looking to buy maybe like a convenience store, and he fell into this. And he has done such a fine job of building that business. I mean, we worked from the floors to the ceiling, and we'll cater to everyone's needs. And he's actually donated for this event that we're going to push here today, the Marciano Challenge.
The Marciano. Dave Marciano. You call Marciano?
We're calling
Marciano?
It the Marciano. Well, because I'm not Italian, I'm Portuguese.
Okay.
You got a whole nother way of saying it.
So this is coming up. It's tomorrow.
Yeah, Friday at 5 o'clock.
What's today?
Thursday.
Wednesday. So Friday, and it's going to be held behind
the Gloucester
the dock.
House. Hopefully we have his tent there at the Gloucester House.
Okay.
So it started at Three Lanterns talking trash with the fishermen, and everybody thinks they can cut better than Dave. And I approached Dave and said, you know, geez, I was thinking, you know, five guys behind the dock for half an hour, put your money where your mouth is. But it seems to have grown. Rumor has it Nat Geo is going to film it.
Wow.
Dave Marciano had said he'd do it blindfolded.
Just in case anyone knows, I think everybody probably knows, but Dave Marciano, Wicked Tuna fame, the hard merchandise, his son runs now, he's on the Falcon. But they just signed for another year. Is it 9 years running for a Wicked
I think
Tour?
This will be the ninth year.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
Well, Dave comes from very humble beginnings. He worked at Yankee Fleet as a young man, and Tom Orell, the owner of Yankee Fleet, taught him how to cut fish, and he's going to join our competition.
Wow.
So that'll be, and a quote from Tom is, not only are my knives rusty, but so aren't my hands. It's going to be quite an event. I'm hoping to have the fish gutted because, you know, Lenny doesn't really need that kind of a mess. So we'll gut the fish and throw some plywood on his high tops, and there's going to be some giveaways. And
who's sponsoring it?
Well, the sponsors are going to be...
How are they judging? Okay, I'll
okay,
let you talk about the sponsors, then I have a few questions about the actual contest.
So, you know, sponsors is Dave Marciano putting out some CUDA products, really. But, you know, Lenny Linquata giving us the Gloucester House and his staff, and Miss Trish is giving us the fish, thanks to Michigan Mike. Seaside Graphics has done a wonderful banner. Three Lanterns has donated some surprising items. But our top cutters will be Dave Marciano, Michigan Mike, Jeff Klein, Tom Orell. Lots of people are threatening to show up, and if we have enough fish, we'll put them in there too. The mayor's going to be there.
Oh boy.
The fish goes to the shelter, and some lucky lobstermen will get the racks.
Wow, great.
And so it's title for the Haddock King is how we're doing it. So I'll let the cat out of the bag. We have a sash It says Haddock King.
Nice.
We have a crown.
Oh my goodness.
And three lanterns says donated the fish pork.
Oh, so, wow. Like a, so we'll have. It's a Disney movie. That's what it is.
All we need is a Disney little mermaid. Movie, yeah. Somebody get me a tail.
We could probably arrange some mermaids to show up.
That would be wonderful.
Amazing.
Well, it's turned into a circus, really. Like I said, I was going to have five guys behind the dock and just you know, bragging rights.
Right.
And I think it's going to be quite an event. And people talk about doing next year flounder or clams or any other way to bring the fishing world to the public, say after Fiesta, and we have a little bit of a lull. And I hope Lenny doesn't fire me again and we can keep this going.
So how are they going to, what are they going to be judged based on?
Okay,
what?
So fillets, no bones.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to weigh the fish before and after.
Percentages.
And yeah. We're going to time them.
Wow.
Wish me luck, because I'm not an event coordinator. I'm usually the event. Yeah.
I think it's going to be very exciting. And there's a ton of fans of all these people. I mean, you know, and Dave, in his own right, is the big star.
He's one of the most famous captains in the world today. 191 countries the show's at.
He probably is. And then you have, but Tommy Oriel, he's been doing this for a long time. He knows a lot. He has a huge network.
He's a master.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
so
a master.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I haven't been able to reach Brett Clayton, but people tell me he should be in it. He should be a contender. So I don't know if he's...
If he can pull himself away from the Lanesville Packy.
Yeah, he runs the Packy, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's what I wasn't getting at
it's
anything.
A small town. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna, yeah. No, he owns and runs the Lanesville Packy store. Their stickers are iconic at this point. If you're from Lanesville and you don't have one of those Lanesville Packy stickers on your cooler or on your car, you're like nobody in that town.
Well.
Right?
It's quite a place over there, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just such a wonderful piece of earth over there.
Lanesville is.
Yep.
They really ought to just take it and make it its own.
They should fence
city.
It off.
They ought to fence it off. I think the residents there would be thrilled.
They would love that. They want their bonfire back.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have the bonfire.
Oh,
they just
took
had the parade.
It away a few years ago.
I missed it. I went through and I missed it.
They took the bonfire away because of social media.
Vicky Van Ness and Susan Coviello both say hi to Tina Grill.
Hi.
Yeah, they're both listening.
Hi. So I want to thank you for having me here today. This is really fun and
course.
Exciting.
Well, you know, I ran in to get some supplies for the dock yesterday because Skip has a lot. You guys at Three Lanterns have an incredible service. You and Nelson's, I should say. Without you two operating in this town, our fishermen would be at it would be one of the cornerstones of the fishing industry. Would be very missed. You know?
Well, you know better than I, but I think we're one of the biggest lobster shops in the East Coast.
Really,
with Brooks.
Really,
trap shops. Yeah.
Yeah, and trap supplies.
Right.
Because it isn't just a trap. There's a lot
There's
more
150,000
to a trap.
There's 150,000 ways to build a trap.
Yeah.
And everyone does it a different way.
Yeah. So can you go through that? Can you go through how... So I know this, but a lot of people probably don't know this. Every lodgeman has their own idiosyncrasies and like how they think that the trap is the ultimate trap for them.
Mm-hmm.
So someone goes in and orders like a Guggen, and explain what a Guggen is.
A Guggen is somebody who literally just gets in the way on the water. Or somebody who's very inexperienced. And
doesn't really know what's happening.
They know.
So Guggen can go in there and say, build me a trap.
And they do.
And they do. And that's fine. And that's great. But they don't necessarily have like very specifics. But a captain, a true lobsterman may go in there and have 30 different customizations.
Exactly.
So do you build a trap... how does it work? If someone wants a certain trap, do they have a trap that you put in front of the builders?
We have traps that have been built by Brooks, and I think some other local guys have built some for us. But yeah, they're all stages, all different ones lined up. You can see them on the wharf behind Three Lanterns. But when the Guggens come in, it's basically a wreck trap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A recreational trap.
Yeah. So it's pretty standard.
Do you know what
don't know, and they're just so pleased what you're doing.
No, they're fine with it. That's not really even disparaging them.
No.
That's just to say, the point that I'm trying to make is, like, Mark Ring, has a very specific what he wants on the corners of his traps, the size of the vents that he has in his traps, the where he wants his vents placed on the trap. You know, do you want the lip folded down so that the lobsters have an easier path? The size of, you know, do they want bait spikes? Do you want, you know?
We have a warehouse because there's that many things you can put into a trap.
Right. Yeah. And it, and you know, it's people, a lot of people probably go into your to Three Lanterns and don't realize that the back room there has
the
really industrial stuff, like for the fishing industry.
We call it the boys club over there because Jessica and I work our butts off in the front of the shop, and they're over there drinking coffee and talking traps. There, I said it.
There you go.
But also, you know, the tuna googans are a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, they'll come in, they want to catch a 1,000-pound tuna, and they want to buy everything, and they quit the job and got the boat and can't find dock space, can't find a room to rent. You know, tuna season goes up till Christmas, and they've got no shore power for their boats, and it's pretty crazy here what Wicked Tuna has done for our industry.
How much money it's put into the pocket. So would you do a lot of business with over the weekend with Bluefin Blowout being in town?
Oh yes, we're sponsors.
You are sponsors. Yeah. So those people come in and they spend money.
A lot of money. And what's funny is, you know, we're talking Googans here. You know, they want you to, like, tell them where the fish are, cut it up, and hand feed it to them. I mean, I'm working for a living.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Google it, okay?
Yeah. No, I know. But
But the more money you spend, the more time and attention we can give you in the shop.
There you go. Hey.
And if we don't have what you want, we'll tell you where to go. And
Shelly Souza says, Tina, I miss your face. We need to catch up soon with the big red heart. There you go.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah. No, but I think that, like, a lot of people dismiss how much money these people bring into town.
And maybe not even think about it.
Well.
Have you heard? Oh, so here's a question for you, because you're probably so busy you don't get to listen to the podcast. But we had, are you familiar with Docwa?
No.
Okay. It's an app and it's a website. And it's basically a booking engine for dock space.
What?
So you have to download it. They're using it at the Harbor Masters new
floats.
That's
right. My husband drives the launch there. He told me about that.
Right. Oh, yeah. He should definitely know about that. So my friend, who you would prototype Googan, but he's not really a fisherman. He's just a boater. But he just moved to Gloucester last year. He's been boating for 3 years. And he uses this app to go all over the place because... where you may be feeling, so say you're from Gloucester, you don't really know a whole lot where you can tie up, right? This app, there's 900 places up and down the coast that are utilizing this app, and it has real-time information if there are slips available in different ports. So you may be here in Gloucester saying, hey, I would love to go to Manchester for dinner.
But I
don't really know if I have a tie-up spot, so, and I'm not sure about the weather, but if you can reserve a spot on this app. You pay through the app. You don't even have to deal with money changing hands. And,
that is so
and you
cool.
know you can go. Like, you can do it in Newburyport. You can do it all up and down the coast.
That is so cool.
So I'm infatuated with the whole premise of it, because I feel like it's going to really expand people's boating use and where they may dare venture.
Well, also, you know, we have plenty of anchorage in the harbor, and I don't know if you've noticed, it was full up last night. And then we have our wonderful launch service, so, I mean, people just catch the launch and go to a restaurant. Yeah, they'll catch the launch, say, at Cripple Cove and go to the studio. There's another plug for you. And it's great. I like to take it on Tuesday nights when my husband drives. You know, I don't know if I'm supposed to, but I do. We call it date night.
Yeah, there you go.
But it was so beautiful in the harbor last night with the full moon and the lavender skies here. Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, I agree.
We just live in one of the most beautiful places.
Yeah, I agree. So let's get back to the event, the details of the event. What time does it start?
It's Friday night, the 19th. At the Gloucester House on Rogers Street at 5:00. I'm asking any fish cutters to show up at 4:30 so we make sure we have a spot and the fish.
What are we calling it?
We're calling it the Marciano Challenge.
Okay.
Marciano, if you're Italian. I think
any
you're
cost,
saying.
Anything that.
No, well, buy lots of drinks. Pay Lenny off. Buy food.
Spend some money. And drop some money in town.
Yeah, yeah.
So the bartenders and servers can make some money.
Yep, and they have a crack staff there. They do a wonderful job there. Of course, Dave's boat's right there. So the Falcon and Hard March, so people can get pictures with the captains. That'll be a whole lot of fun. Paul from Wicked Piss is threatening to show up. But we have some contenders here. We have some real contenders, and it's just a whole lot of fun. You know, there's been a whole lot of back talking in the show.
Oh,
I've been
sure
on the wharfs, and I'm hearing what they're saying to each other, you know, and it's just a whole lot of fun.
Allison Mondello's online right now.
And
she
love Allison.
She said to say hi.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, Tina, you want to hang out? We have a few more topics, or you can take
cool.
off if you have to get to
I'm
work.
I'm going to hang out for a few topics.
All right.
Thank you so much, Joe.
You got it, of course.
Oh, hello. I hear somebody out there.
Well, there you go. Someone. We're going to finish the video, and we'll pause the audio. Finish, and I'm going to pause the audio. So, Pat, I'm very pleased that you brought back... And you did your research, and we got our Good Morning Gloucester.
Yes, the oyster chart.
Oyster
back.
Special chart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can't just say, okay.
Tell me more.
Hold on. Can't just say oyster chart.
Right.
It's
got to be the
GMG Oyster Specials chart.
Okay.
That's more descriptive.
It's about time that we give it credit. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Done by Pat Dalbias. So. Why don't you go over some of the changes? What's new this week? What's not new this week?
These are the local restaurants, the Gloucester restaurants, that offer weekly or regularly scheduled oyster specials that are $1.50 or less.
Right. Because we can't just, because if you just say, you leave it, if you just say, oyster chart,
mm-hmm.
then people that just have $3.75 oysters, you have a chart, every place has oysters, right?
Right.
We want it to be, people really want to know.
It's a very popular, it's very popular.
It is very popular. Like a restaurant that wants to get people in on a night where they may not have people in,
mm-hmm.
it's a no-brainer, right?
Yeah.
So do you have the information in front of you?
Not off the top of my head. The only change that I've made, thanks to one of our listeners or
Brenda,
readers.
Brenda Grimes?
Davis. Told me that Short and Main was closed on Tuesday nights, so I updated the chart to reflect that. There are a couple of restaurants that I checked with who were on the chart last year that are not on it this year.
Here's my guess on that, right? It's we are right now from Fiesta through the second week of August, because it really tails off the last 2 weeks of August. The people with kids start having sports,
yes, absolutely.
And getting ready for school. Their mind set goes to school.
Yeah.
This is the heart of it. So they don't. A lot of places don't
right.
necessarily.
No.
We were at Feather and Wedge last night. It was packed. Tuesday night.
Tuesday night
packed.
We were at the Berry Tavern in Danvers and it was packed last
right.
night.
So,
but I just wanted people to know that I did check with other places.
Yeah.
There still may be we're open to additions or corrections.
Where
yeah,
do we see this chart?
So we have it sticking to the top of Good Morning. Pat
okay.
has the lead spot on Good Morning Gloucester. We have it. It's not going down with all the other posts. It's stuck sticky right there because I think it's a brilliant thing and very popular. People really want to know about it. So I'm just going to run through it.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Captain Carlos on Sunday, up until 2,
yeah.
has $1.25 oysters. Tano is, looks like it's every single day, $1, and they also have the Bar Bites menu from 4 to 5:30, and the last hour that they're open.
Right.
Every single day. So you know if you go there to Tano, that'll be good. Short and Main, every single day except for Tuesday, $1 oysters, 5 to 6, and 9 in the last hour as well.
Basically, yeah.
That's an easy way to say it. Topside, Tuesdays, 4 p.m. to close, $1 oysters. Seaport Grill, Wednesdays, $1 oysters on the half shell. And that that's it.
I think those are done, yeah.
That's it so far.
I love that. You're starting a oyster war.
Well, this is an idea Pat had last year, and her and Jimmy are retired, semi-retired, so they go out quite a bit. So she took it upon herself to create.
We do the prime rib chart in the winter.
Oh, I can't wait to see that one.
Prime rib, it's a great thing.
Yeah.
So we got that going for us.
So yeah, so it's been updated. We're open to making whatever changes. If anybody has anything to share with us, comment on the. On the post or on Facebook, and
I have a side note. Mm-hmm. I don't like the sauce, the cocktail sauce or whatever it is.
Do you like Mirepoix instead?
I like a little tequila and a little lime.
Oh, geez, I haven't heard of that one yet.
I like a lot of tequila too.
Tequila's hot right now. Tequila is hot. Gin is starting to make a push.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a lot of people.
You know, you're old when gin makes a comeback.
Well, it's making a come. There's gin bar. There are gin bars popping up now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that we were recently visiting Erie, Pennsylvania, and we ended up at a speakeasy, in a restaurant that's set up like a speakeasy, and there was, I think, one vodka drink on the entire menu. It was all gin.
Wow.
Wow.
It's all gin drinks.
That's so old.
I had a phenomenal gin drink at Yella, when we went to Yella the other night.
Oh yeah, what'd you have?
I forget the name of the drink. Mm-hmm. It was on the specials menu, but it was not too. I can't stand. I'm at a point in my life, and I understand, like, when you're like 18 years old or of drinking age, I should say, you know, it's all about sweet, sicky sweet drinks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then as you get older,
Moon's Farm.
It's like the last. There you go. Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah.
As you get older, the last thing you want is a sweet drink.
Exactly.
You
know,
refreshing.
Yeah.
Something like.
So where is Yella?
Are you serious?
I don't get out much.
I guess you don't get out much. It's where Morning Glory used to be.
Right opposite.
Oh,
the
that's the new one.
Yeah,
I've been
yeah.
dying
yeah.
to
place.
Try out.
It's phenomenal.
We love it.
Yeah. We love it. Everybody that Ed, I don't think there's a person that said they didn't love it.
I'm going there. Very
I'm going back
it's
there
phenomenal.
To get some more of those wings.
So what did you like there other than the cocktails?
The decor, phenomenal. Service, phenomenal. Food,
view.
Phenomenal.
View.
View was
I love
good.
The view.
View was good. Yeah. But it was that what you won't believe that you're in the former Morning Glory when you step foot
no,
in there.
Oh
that
yeah,
place.
It's absolutely.
Yeah, it's
well, I can't wait to step
beautiful.
Foot in there.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean,
They've
done a great job. They really have. So Pat, you saw a deer.
We saw
a couple deer.
We saw several deer. We had to go back to New York to take care of some family, attend some family events. Recently, we were gone about a week, and when we came back, we just turned down to Hesperus Avenue, and right there in the there's like a small pasture there. The sun was setting. It was gorgeous. Were a group of deer, young deer. There were a couple of females, at least one young buck, and this little fawn who was zooming back and forth the stretch of the pasture, just letting out some energy, and then posing very nicely in the sunlight for me.
So what's interesting about this is, I know there's been deer around, you know, in our area for a long time and everything, but. I see ebbs and flows with different kind of wildlife in our area.
Rabbits are
like,
crazy.
The rabbits have been a constant for at least 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the coyotes have been less so than they were. Like 2 years ago.
I haven't heard as much about them.
Years ago, every single afternoon, night, we would hear coyotes. And I would see a coyote at least once or twice a week. Like I'd say 1.5 coyote sightings per week where I live in East Gloucester. I have not seen a coyote. Well, I saw one probably about a month ago on Bass Ave of all places, but I'm not hearing them with regularity like I used to.
Yeah.
But I've been seeing deer more and more.
I'm hearing a lot more about deer as well. I mean, people are saying that
they call him Bass Ave Cody, by the way. He's been around for a long time. Yeah.
Oh, really?
So I live in the salt marsh there, and I've been tracking them, and there's in the winter. And there's one that had a crook in its tail, must have been hit by a car. And I mean, it's like a super highway. They hug the grasses to get birds and mice out. So they go from Dogtown through the marsh behind Stop and Shop up to the golf course.
Right.
And they can travel miles and miles.
Well, you talk about this one with the crook, and he's like, that's the one that Kim talks about all the time, the one that was on her street.
Remember she talked about that?
That's interesting.
You know, and Kim's.
Do you take pictures of them?
I have pictures of them.
And the Crooked Tail one is
Bass Ave Cody.
Okay, Bass Ave Cody. Okay.
Well, Kim's deer shot too. That was right on the beach. They're coming out. You know.
Well, the problem is we're losing our wide open spaces. You look at what they're doing down by the Rotary, the museum, the big house they put in by Ghetto Shaw's. You know, all over where they're losing their homes. So I mean, that's what there was a deer in the harbor the other day. He had must have dashed across the car, got caught in the rocks, and fell and gashed his head.
Well, there you go. We got our deer report. I just want to mention the bluefin blowout coming up July 20th, really for the public, 26th to 27th, bluefinblowout.com. Tina's going to give me a flyer for the Marciano Challenge, which is Friday night at the Gloss House at 5 p.m. And Tina, thanks so much for coming in.
I can't thank you enough. I'm really excited about this, but like I said, I'm also a little bit nervous. It's a big event, and
it'd be absolutely fine. Send me. You're gonna have a flyer for us.
I will have a flyer for you, and I want to thank everyone for their support. So, I told you we have the fork. My friend Rosalie Lantini made a sash with fish scales that says. Had a king, and we got a little jeweled crown my sister donated.
That's awesome.
You have a lot of helpers in the background.
And that's
there.
It.
That's great.
And that's, you know, that's what I love about Gloucester. The community is always there for each other. And, you know, it takes a village,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I tell you, my house floods, and I have so many, I could tear up people that are offering me their places, their humidifiers,
yeah.
their mm-hmm. pumps. You know, this community is, I'm sorry, I married a Navy man, and we lived in a lot of different communities, and there's none other like Gloucester, where we take care of our own, and we take care of the less fortunate, and like I said, the fish going to the action shelter.
Awesome. All right,
so thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, until next time, it's Joey Shimatao, Tina Greel, Jimmy and Pat Dalpiaz. We're out.
And